Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Everybody who's still in 2013 with me, or maybe you're in 2014 now, I don't know. Welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 72. This is the Find program where we scour the App Store and we find tips and news and tricks and goodies, and then we throw them into a big bonfire and then we burn them with the rest of the things we despise most in this. No, that is a different show. Welcome. Number one. So yesterday, a friend of mine texted me the contact information of a person that she wanted me to have the contact information for. The details of that are not important. What is important is that it all came through, all nice and formatted, in her text to me with all the information and the contact photo. In this case, there was one. I never noticed that when you fill out a contact, you can also share that information via iMessage or AirDrop, which comes in handy once in a while, right? Beats bumping iPhones. Ugh. Number two, a few weeks before the Christmas holiday, Apple announced the 12 Days of Gifts app, which started on December 26th, which is sort of like gifts after the gifts, and then continues until January 6th, where every day for 24 hours, something like an app or an album or a movie or anything normally for sale in iTunes will be given away completely free. For example, in the U.S. store, today's free gift is the movie Hugo, directed by Martin Scorsese, got critical acclaim. That's a nice gift, free movie. However, with all things free, people manage to complain about little bumps in the road along the way. For example, a few days ago, the free link to an app ended up pointing to the app's regular paid link, and as you can imagine, folks got upset because glitches are a bummer and it makes everybody very confused. But if you haven't downloaded 12 Days of Gifts yet, you've still got more than halfway to go. And who knows, maybe the gift will be just what you've always wanted to not pay for. Obviously, the app itself is free. Number three, have you ever been really frustrated because you're going to a party and you need a new haircut, or your back is really sore and you really need a massage, or some other health and wellness or cosmetic related service, and you can't get an appointment anywhere because it's the holidays and all the good people are booked up months in advance? If so, StyleSeat may be your answer. It's a free tool for service providers and also clients like you and me to manage appointment books, client lists, menus of services, add photos, and add to online profiles. So you can book and manage your appointments with the online scheduling software. If you're a provider, you can see when your clients are booking online. You can manage your schedule that way, and it's easier to track and remember who those clients are. You've got their contact information. You can add little notes if they were like super difficult and photos of them. You can post client photos to a StyleSeat profile. Again, if you're a provider, that's very helpful for someone like me who says, does this person know what she's doing? Or he. Clients and providers can call and text each other, which is just nice in this modern day and age. And there's even offline access. You can use StyleSeat even when you don't have any access to the internet. Manage your profile, social media, service menu, all of that. It's secure, the data is backed up, you don't have to worry about losing information. Now, I love StyleSeat. I actually have a friend who started StyleSeat, and she's a great gal. I understand that not everybody needs a facial or a spray tan, but you'd be surprised how handy a little app like this comes in when you need a really quick haircut by somebody who knows what they're doing, has a good rating system, makes you feel good about spending your money with them. Plus, it's free to use. Number four. Okay, so here's an app that is made for me to a T. It's called Tuxedo Kitty. And the point is to make your cat look really cool and adorable in various outfits and accessories. And yes, it does all of that. However, one of the packs is especially wonderful because it's all about making you or your cat or anything that you've taken a photo of look like Lil Bub. If you don't know how insane I actually am, Lil Bub is the most amazing cat on the planet, and I really love her very much. In fact, she's been on an episode of The Social Hour.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, my God. It's Lil Bub. So this is just a no-brainer for me. Now, Little Devils, Summer Lovin', and Classic Cats are three other cat packs that you can enjoy as well. But for some reason, if you aren't into Little Bub, which also means you're an axe murderer, but whatever, that's fine. There are other things that you can do with the app. 40 distinctive photo filters and over 200 accessories are available. Now, some are free, some are in-app purchases. So let's be honest. This app is ridiculous, but it's free and I think you should have it. Finally, number five. Let's finish off with a little duh tip from our friends over at Lifehacker. I thought you might like this one. So you know how Control Center is iOS 7's sort of one-stop shop for toggling Wi-Fi on and off, quick access to your music controls, a handy place to turn on a flashlight? Well, if your flashlight is on and you've found whatever you were looking for in the dark, and then you want to turn it back off right away, usually you have to go back into Control Center and then toggle off flashlight. But you don't have to do that. You can just touch the camera icon on your lock screen and boom, no more flashlight. If you ever see or hear of a great app or trick on i5 and you want to go back over it or pass it along to a friend, like a Lil Bub app, for example, just hop over to our show notes at twit.tv/i5. That's where our links live, where you can subscribe to the show with the feed of your choice, add the show to your favorite podcast app. You can do it all. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5 or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane. This is i5 for the iPhone. And next time we meet, it will be next year. Happy New Year, everybody. See you next time.